Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
What do you do when a homeless person comes up to you with a sob story and wants money, and you know they're lying? Today on Made for Glory. It's probably happened to you at some point where you've been in a rush, you're going to your car, you're going to the grocery store, you got your kids with you, and someone comes up and shares with you a heartbreaking story about what's happened to them. Bad luck, they've gotten out of prison, they're on their way to the hospital, something, you know, flat tire, surgeries come up, and basically they're asking you for money. And many of you have responded in different ways. I know I've responded in different ways to that. How should I respond as a Catholic and as a Christian to this person, particularly maybe even pushing it a little bit further if I know for a fact that person is not telling me the whole truth? Maybe that they're lying. Maybe this is a story that they've made up. Maybe I've seen them before and they're giving me a different story this time. So how can and how should we respond as followers of Jesus? And I think the first thing that we can do, because whether you give someone money or you choose not to give them money, that might be, you know, that can go different directions depending on the day, depending on where you're at financially and spiritually and otherwise. But what we must do as followers of Jesus is we must learn to see other people as people, to see them as an actual human person, and to actually talk to them. I know someone gave me this advice once, and it really changed the way I interacted with people who asked me for money. He said that the first thing I do is ask them their name. And there's something about that because, you know, in a sense, there's this sort of mutual use that a lot of times happens in our society, these transactions that happen. And it can happen from them as they're just using you in a certain sense to get money, and you using them to either feel better about yourself or just to get them out of your way by giving them money or by ignoring them, rolling up the window when you see them coming. But to start with a human interaction, to say, what's your name? I'm Michael, that's my name. What's your name? And then all of a sudden there's some human interaction, because what we know about that person, whether their story is legit or not, we know that they're made out of love and they're made for love. And that for most people, probably every single person, this is not a life that they freely chose, that there's some sort of brokenness or some sort of abuse or some sort of addiction that's usually involved in that. And so what can you do? You can't solve all that person's problems, but you can seek to humanize at least this one interaction during the day. Also, as a Christian, as a Catholic, again, whether you choose to give them money or not, to say, hey, can I pray for you? Or can I pray with you right now? And then maybe asking them to pray for you too, if they're a person of faith. So being able to have that interaction is so important. But I think too, it's also key for us to recognize that you and I, whether we give money to people who beg from us right in that moment or not, that we must be generous. Jesus tells us very, very clearly, if you don't reach out to and care for the least among us, the poor among us, then you go to hell, basically. That's the reality that Jesus shares in Matthew's gospel, so that you must be intentionally generous. So rather than just saying, which person has the best story that's going to pull on my heartstrings, that guy had a dog, so I want to give him money, you know, whatever it might be, are you being generous with the local food bank or food shelter or Catholic charities in your area? Are you making sure you're tithing every single month? Are you being generous with your funds in an intentional way, so it's not just a subjective, emotional response to a need that's put before you, whether you choose to reject it or choose to engage with it? So those two things, making sure that you humanize that interaction and making sure that you are intentionally generous, that you know where your money is going. The money that you make, you're making sure that 10% of it goes to those who are most in need. You know, that you are being generous with your monthly tithe, as it's classically known. So this week, maybe even praying for opportunities to be generous with your time, to listen to people's stories, maybe even to be generous with your money, to take somebody to lunch or out to coffee or something like that. But praying for those opportunities, God is gonna listen to that prayer, because that's what we need. As a great cardinal once said, that rich people need the poor. Poor people need the rich so that they can be fed. Rich people need the poor so that we can get out of hell, so that we can be saved, so that we can love Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor, as Mother Teresa would call them. So this week, hopefully you can pray for that opportunity to be generous, much more so just than with your money, with your time, and with your very lives.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.